Hello, this is Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to The Strategy Game, a monthly podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 63, and it's called Use Strategy to Manage Uncertainty. 5 years ago this summer, we were in the early days of the pandemic. It was a time of intense uncertainty, and many businesses effectively froze, either doing nothing or reacting to events only as they happened. Thankfully, the pandemic has effectively passed. Even so, the frequent and unpredictable actions of our federal government have given rise to a new type of uncertainty, and the vibe feels strangely familiar. Maybe that's why strategy seems out of fashion lately. After all, how do you plan for the long term when even the short term is so unknowable? But strategy is about choices. If you think of strategy as a long process conducted by sequestered senior executives attempting to predict the future, it makes sense to curtail that activity in times like these. Frankly, if that's what you think strategy is, it's probably never worth doing. But what that view overlooks is the true value of strategy and strategic planning more generally. At its core, strategy is knowing about what makes your organization different and understanding what it needs to thrive. It's high-level guidance that defines what you should or should not do. And it's not about trying to guess what may happen in the next year or two or five. And it's precisely because there's so much change in today's environment that now is a good time to make sure your strategy is up to date. Waiting until things normalize, if there is such a thing, is not a feasible or realistic approach. Here are some things to keep in mind as you revisit the process. One, think in terms of plausible scenarios. Nobody knows what will happen, but you can make some educated guesses about what could and how you should respond. So, for example, many universities have spent the summer considering what they would do should the tax rate on endowments increase significantly over its current low level, or what the impact would be, financial and otherwise, if international student enrollment dropped significantly due to the changes in visa processes or ICE actions. As you create scenarios, and you can't consider everything, but three or four is generally manageable, it's best to assume changes that are more than just incremental. For example, I encouraged a recent client, a professional organization, facing the risk that some members would not renew, to reflect on what they would do if half their members went away. That led to very different thinking than had they just considered a 10% drop-off. Two, identify what matters most. Not every possible outcome, regardless of probability, would have an equal impact on your organization. So you need to have a clear understanding of your top priorities, which programs or services are truly core to your mission or goals. If future events require program cuts, this understanding will be critical for making the best decisions. This is especially important because as organizations evolve and grow over time, they tend to add programs or products or services, some of which may not fit as directly with their core aims. As I've written before, there is value to having diversified offerings, but some of those offerings are more expendable than others. You don't want to pull resources from a critical service while supporting one that's less important using some kind of across-the-board cut. Number three, understand your key levers. Different organizations, even within the same industry, can feel the impact of a given change differently. It all depends on the nature of your organization, what it does, who it serves, who supports it, and what its sources of revenues are. For example, in Boston, WBUR, one of the local NPR radio stations, received only 3% of its budget from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The average rural NPR station, on the other hand, received closer to 17% of its budget from CPB. The elimination of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting will be difficult for WBUR, but it'll likely be fatal for several of the rural stations. In addition, as you consider possible responses to future changes, think about how and when you'll know when it's time to activate an alternative plan. In the case of the membership organization mentioned earlier, they can track membership renewal rates and timing from past years and compare that to patterns now. From there, they can decide if or when the trend indicates corrective action is needed. Uncertainty may feel paralyzing, but it doesn't have to be. For nonprofit leaders in particular, the discipline of clarifying choices, preparing for plausible scenarios, and identifying the levers that matter most during times like these is not a luxury, it's a necessity. The future will never be fully predictable, but the organizations that thrive are the ones that use strategy to put their energy where it really matters, rather than waiting passively for events to unfold. Thanks for listening.